Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all.
Every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man? Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends. Yeah.
Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat. Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. Music every day, baby, got it on the phone. Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me, call me. Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind. Each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Say what?
Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat. Yeah. Each and your track, Hood Tunes Radio.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Every week, Cleveland.
Well, all right then, that's right. Hood Tunes Radio, that's Friday and Saturday, and tonight is a very special episode of Hood Talk Radio. You might want to go and put shit up so that you can listen to what the fuck I gotta say tonight. Alright? I'm gonna put this disclaimer out there for everybody that's easily offended. I will apologize to those that do not fall under my categories, because, you know, as ignorant as we are as people and as vain as we are as people, every time somebody says something, if you don't know who they're talking about, you fuck around and think they're talking about you, so you want to talk shit. But I encourage everyone under the sound of my voice to dial 646-478-0944 if, in fact, you want to respond or make any comments to what I have to say tonight. Okay, truthfully, it's a show that might offend a lot of people. I'm name dropping, no doubt. I'm name dropping, organization dropping. And at this point, I really don't care who's offended by what I have. Okay, I mean, on one end, I do. But for those whose names I call, I don't give a fuck. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing it. A lot of people listen to my show, and I thank you all for that. Lots of folks download, lots of folks open it in your own default player, or however you do it, but you got these numbers off the meter, and I thank you all very much. Most of the people that listen to my show are online, and so I want to say thank you to my online listeners, okay? But the title of tonight's show is Fuck You, okay? Fuck You. And we're going to get right into who we saying fuck you to. No bullshit. Straight off the motherfucking cuff. All right, we're going to start this list off with Sandra. All right. Sandra is who I would call a good friend of mine. She was a long-time friend. I won't say good friend. We've been around each other for a long time. But for whatever reason, every time she feels like she wants something from me, like help me move, do something for me that I know either I can't do or I don't feel like I should. So in that instance, I won't. Okay, my friend is mad at me because, okay, she moved and I was not available to help. Whether I wanted to help or not, I was not available. So my friend doesn't speak to me no more. And I say what? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody got to do what the fuck you want them to do when you want them to do it. First of all, it was a motherfucking holiday. All right, it was Labor Day. And I go to work every fucking day. And when I got a day off from motherfucking work, if you think that I want to go to work for somebody else, okay, wasn't talking about paying nobody. I understand it was a situation where she had to hurry up and move, but that was not my fault either. She had a truck for a certain amount of time. That's not my fault. She had to move within a certain amount of time. That's not my fault either. You know what I'm saying? Some of the things that I go through with my friends, I don't, they bother me to an extent. But when a motherfucker feel like I'm supposed to do something because I'm your motherfucking friend, fuck you. Okay? You got a boyfriend and a motherfucking girlfriend. And who knows else? Those motherfuckers, between one or two of those three motherfuckers that you fuck every day, that you help every motherfucking day. You don't do shit but come around me and we get fucked up. That's it. We don't fuck. We don't screw. You don't rub my nuts. I don't squeeze your ass. We don't do none of those things. Okay? I'm hustling. I'm a hustler. When I get out there to take care of my motherfucking business, I take care of my business. And when I got my kids with me, and I'm taking care of my business so that my ends are straight, then I will be the first one to apologize for your motherfucking attitude. Alright? So, fuck you, and I'm sorry that you mad at me. But fuck you. Okay? I don't give a fuck if you call me. I don't give a fuck if you tell me where you live. That's not my motherfucking concern. Sooner or later, you will. And we'll be right back where the fuck we started at. But at this point, you said fuck me, so I'm saying fuck you. All right? That's number one. Number two, Steve Luke. And I ain't got to say no more. You know your motherfucking name. Fuck you, man. You know what I'm saying? You one of those motherfucking white people that, you know, when you hang around other white people and somebody say hello to you, you don't speak. Especially if this is a black person. And I want to know, why do you motherfucking hunkies do that? You motherfuckers get around the table full of other hunkies and shit and black person come up. Y'all won't speak to the motherfucker. Then when y'all punch that clock, y'all become fucking best friends. What the fuck is that? You know, you get along with motherfuckers at work, you kick it with them and shit, and they talk to you, but before you punch that motherfucking clock, man, they stand there and look at you like, who the fuck is you? What the fuck are you saying good morning to us for? So fuck all of y'all motherfuckers that stand there in the tree. And I know at least one of y'all listen to my shows because I got the fucking flyers posted up all over the job. So fuck you, motherfucker. All right? And if you're listening to this show tonight and you don't call and say something about me saying fuck you, and fuck you again. Okay? Third person I want to say fuck you to, and trust me, I want y'all to be able to, I'm going to describe the reasons why I say fuck you to these people. Now, it's not, I don't want y'all to think that it's just me and my personal motherfucking vendetta against the motherfuckers who I say fuck you. I didn't say fuck you to these people a long time ago, once before, many times before. So it ain't nothing new for them to hear this shit from my mouth. So if any of you out there got somebody you want to say fuck you to, if you ain't scared to say fuck you to them, call the show. 646-478-0944. A lot of people out there listening to me say fuck you to all those people that hate on me. I'm going to say fuck you to all the motherfuckers and want to talk shit to me on Facebook, respond to all my motherfucking posts and shit and negative light. I say fuck you because I put my phone number up to the show every fucking week. And none of you sorry motherfuckers that got shit to say about my religious views. None of you motherfuckers got nothing to say about how I feel about my religious views. You talk shit on Facebook. You talk shit on all the social media outlets and all of that shit. But do you call the motherfucking show? Say, E, you wrong? Nope. Because you motherfuckers are scared. What's up, dog? You motherfuckers are scared. You know? And I really don't like dealing with scared motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So if you're scared to say, E, fuck you, on the phone, on a personal level, if you're scared to put your motherfucking voice or your face behind a motherfucking sentiment, then the next time I put something up on Facebook that you motherfuckers don't like, don't say shit. And if you say shit, then I'm going to say it one more time. Fuck you. You saying nothing? You ain't talking about nothing, man. You know how it is when a motherfucker got something smart to say to you from a distance. But when you owe to the motherfuckers you provided the opportunity, look up in that cabinet on the left. There might be a couple of orange cups up there. Kids ain't got them all. They got them all. Shit. They ain't here now. But it's like motherfuckers, you hear through the grapevine, motherfuckers talk shit. Everybody got something they want to say about you. They want to say it to you. So I say, fuck you. That's tonight's show topic. Fuck the haters. Fuck the haters, man. I got a lot of motherfuckers, and people call me. I got a couple of emails today asking me, why don't I talk about the people that don't like to say shit personally? They'll wait or be behind you. Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's cool. You know, they want to talk great. They want to talk shit too. They want to talk shit to their friends. And, talk shit to everybody, but they don't want to say shit to me or the person that they talking shit about. I read a lot of posts on Facebook, and so far, a lot of you motherfuckers out there is in a position to say fuck you to a whole lot of people, but you just won't do it because you're fucking scared. You're fucking scared. You can't be fucking scared, y'all. If there's somebody on your motherfucking nerves and you talking to everybody else about it, say the shit to them. You know what I mean? Say the shit to them. So, what y'all gonna hear tonight, more than one time, is a song that I got. It's called fuck you, motherfucker. Right here. Money on that kush so you can get high and you shorten your motherfucking folks. I'm spending money with you. So they told me, Jay, fuck you. Alright? In a minute, you're going to be looking for some more customers, man. So you should share some of that cushion with the customers who put the money in your pocket to buy it. You know what I'm saying? Shoot them something every now and then and they keep buying that garbage from you. That was just put out there. I got to do a disclaimer. Don't nobody here advocate the use or sale of weed. So, you know, don't be talking that bullshit about the all time talk about settlement. We ain't. Just making comments on it, okay? The next motherfucker on the list that I was instructed to say fuck you to is some people out there that you pull it out of parking spot and your light's on and you're moving and the cars and your truck and your van or whatever it is you're driving is moving, it's backing up. And the motherfucker will step off the sidewalk and walk right behind your fucking vehicle. I say hit the gas on that motherfucker and run his ass over. And anybody else that got something to say about it, run them motherfuckers over too. Jump out your shit and say, fuck you.
Too many cameras.
Because if I'm going to go to jail for running over one dumbass motherfucker, I'm running over everybody. All right, that's how it go. So if you see one dumb motherfucker do something stupid and the consequence come behind it, don't say shit because you just might get caught up in that category too. Sorry. Fuck you. Alright? For all you motherfuckers out there that's sympathetic toward these little hoes showing their bodies off and something happened to them and you say don't blame the victim.
Catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Catfish.
See, back in the day, they called them hoes. And our broads, they started them off with broads, then they turned into hoes, then they turned into bitches, then they turned into chicken heads, right, then they turned into blunt berries, crackhead berries, then they turned into hot bitches, now they stripper bitches, now they just dumbass bitches that walk down the street and show all their asses for free. They call them catfish. Bottom feeders. Alright, you suck on the mud at the bottom of the motherfucker. It ain't even a lake. It's a swamp. That's where you choose to hang out in the swamp. Fuck you. You nasty bottom feeding ass bitch. You probably open your legs and your pussy's hanging. Alright? I actually was sitting in the damn traffic today and the little bottom feeder bitch walked past and she had her ass rind hanging out from up under her motherfucking shorts. So, of course, people at the red light, go home, put some drawers on, put some pants on, you nasty bitch. Probably got a yeast infection. Oh, I got $20, bitch. And the motherfucker had the nerve to get an attitude. So, from all the people that were sitting at that red light, telling that little young, stupid-ass looking bitch, slutty-looking, dirty-looking hoe, go home and put some motherfucking clothes on, for her to turn around and have something negative to say to somebody, fuck you, you catfish-ass bottom-feeding bitch. Because you walking around with your ass hanging out like, you know, everybody want to see your ass. Now, true enough, in the right outfit, I swear your ass might have been like, bam, you got an ass. But when you got to go a step further and cut your shorts so motherfucking short that your ass is hanging out, that's too much. That's too fucking much. And for all you motherfucking bitches out there that want to get into videos and strip and do dances for Juicy J and Jeezy and Wayne and all them, fuck you hoes, because y'all expecting the average motherfucker to treat y'all like them rich dumbass niggas do. Throwing money so you can show your stupid ass pussy. Okay, so I and all of the people out there that don't want to see that shit, we say together in a resounding fashion, fuck you, you bottom feeding bitch. All y'all niggas out there, you dumbass motherfucking dudes walking around with no shirts on, tattoos all over your motherfucking body like every bitch want to see your motherfucking body. Like every bitch interested in tall, skinny motherfucker with tattoos all over his body. Alright, bird-chested ass niggas out here acting like they super tough because they got pistols stashed somewhere. Because otherwise, they would get their ass whooped every time they open their mouth. Fuck you. You punk-ass motherfucker. Walking around here like you tough. You know, when we was growing up, niggas didn't have to show off their toughness. You had what they called a reputation. Your rep, nigga. That nigga's got a reputation for whooping motherfuckers' asses. That tough shit. He don't fuck with nobody, but he finished. So for all you motherfuckers that don't like a motherfucker because he don't fuck with you, fuck you. I'm going to say for that motherfucker, fuck you. You bottom feeding ass nigga. We don't fuck with you. Ain't never a motherfucker in the neighborhood can afford to go out and buy dope and pop mollies and all of that shit. Right? So because y'all motherfucking asses is running for everybody else, y'all making our motherfucking neighborhoods or our communities neighborhoods, because neighborhoods don't control shit. Communities do. Neighborhoods get ran over by the police and the politicians. Communities don't. So fuck all you bottom feeding ass motherfuckers that don't have no care for how you live, for where you live, and no kind of concern on how what the fuck you do affects your neighbors. So for all your neighbors that surround you that got to deal with your stupid ass shit because your mama and your father didn't teach you nothing, fuck you. All right? Fuck you to all the motherfucking kids whose parents go to work every day and work hard and bust their ass so you can have something decent in your motherfucking life, and you taking advantage of the shit and you running around and stealing from them and giving it to your raggedy ass friends. Because they doing shit, they don't have nothing. They think they doing something because they can go out and buy an ounce of kush or a couple bags of motherfucking rocks and sell it to the people in the communities they live in. They won't go out where the white folks live and sell it because they scared. They stand on our block and tear our shit up because there ain't nobody in our blocks except people like us. But the stupid motherfuckers don't know. There's still the police out there. A lot of them dumbass motherfuckers don't know. You would make more money selling dope to the white folks than you would to the motherfuckers in the neighborhood. So I say, fuck you. Because you fucking up our communities. Turning our communities in the neighborhood. That ain't good. You know what I'm saying? I say, on the next list, the fuck yous is the Cleveland police. Because you motherfuckers is raggedy, man. You raggedy. You ragging around. You want to pull the motherfucker over because the guy's music up a little bit too loud. All right? You want to pull the motherfucker over because your boss told you you got a quota to make. Fuck the people. So, from the people, we say, fuck the police. Fuck the fire department because them motherfuckers ain't doing shit. Are getting paid. Your motherfucking house be done burned halfway to the ground before they get there, and they want to blame it on response time. You stupid motherfuckers out there don't understand that we are human beings. And then each and every one of us go through that mood where we don't want to do shit right now. How many of you motherfuckers get up every morning happy to go to work? Especially when you work for somebody else. How many of you motherfuckers happy to go to work? You are? Well, fuck you. Sorry, motherfucker. You probably the ass kisser that snitch on everybody on at the job. Somebody in the bathroom 5 minutes too long. You run out. That motherfucker's still in the bathroom. Fuck you, snitch ass motherfuckers. So, I don't want y'all to think I'm angry. I'm basically relaying messages. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of sissies out there. They're fucking scared to opinionate themselves, so they ask me to do dirty work. And, hey, I don't give a fuck. So, fuck all you motherfuckers that ask me to tell other people fuck you because you're scared to say it yourself. Fuck you, motherfucker. Next on the list is a lot of artists from the city of Cleveland. A lot of you motherfuckers are ignorant. Y'all stupid as fuck. Don't know nothing about in music business. Nothing. All you know that you spend your motherfucking time, you go to the studio, and you come out with a song, talk about dope bitches, Papa Molly's, and you wonder why your shit ain't on the radio or you ain't made it platinum. The motherfuckers that made it platinum is the ones that started telling you dumbasses to rap about Molly's. Half of these motherfuckers that rap about the shit don't even know what the shit is because, you know, unless you got the money to go and buy the motherfucking real dope, you really just getting some shit that might kill you today.
I might.
Okay. So ain't no motherfucking way in the world you supposed to die from a recreational drug. So I tell you stupid motherfuckers that in the hood, you ain't getting it. The kush that we getting in the hood, it ain't hardly no California. It ain't hardly no Hawaiian. It ain't hardly no motherfucking Florida. It ain't no Northern Lights. It ain't none of that shit. You know where you got to find that real motherfucking shit at? Where the white folks at? Where the white folks? There ain't that many motherfucking black folks that know some white folks that got some real shit. And you can go to their house without their neighbors calling the police on you. I think my neighbors are selling drugs. Why do you say that, sir? Because lately we've been seeing a few black people coming back and forth to their house. So all you nosy motherfucking white folks that don't like black people because your neighbors got some black friends that come over their house every now and then and get weed from them or whatever, and you call the police. Fuck you. You just want to know what's going on in your motherfucking neighbor's house. And it could be one of your neighbors that come over and sit out and eat dinner with your daughter or kick it with your husband or your wife, and you call the police because they don't tell you everything. Sorry, motherfucker. Fuck you. All right? Fuck you to everybody out there that holds a deed to somebody's bill. You know the motherfucking economy is bad. Why you want to try to evict motherfuckers and kick motherfuckers out and cut niggas' services off? Because they ain't got all the money. So I say, fuck you. Because you got millions and billions of motherfuckers. You can stand a few days without getting paid once or twice. So fuck you for acting like my poorness is affecting your richness to the point that you gotta cut my shit off because I can't pay today. Fuck you all. Fuck everybody out there that don't like you saying fuck you because apparently somebody just said fuck you once or twice and you didn't like how it felt. And that fuck you was directed to you then. And that fuck you, I'm gonna say it for you, clear my voice. Excuse me. Fuck you for not liking to hear. Fuck you. Because I guarantee you, in the back of your mind, you're saying, oh, fuck this guy. All he's saying is fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker. Okay? Fuck everybody out there that like to listen to my show and won't call and make their own comments. Yet you'll make comments on Facebook. You'll throw me an email with some dumb shit on it. And then when I respond back, you motherfuckers ain't got nothing to say. Okay? Mike Joe, Chris Blood, Pastor Riley, Pastor Brown, all you sorry motherfuckers, it's Wednesday night. Bible study is over with at 9. You can call my show and express yourself. I invite you sorry motherfuckers every fucking time. So fuck you. Every time I put something up on the motherfucking Facebook that goes against what you preach in your pulpit, motherfucker, say something to me. Don't say shit to me on Facebook. Y'all know the numbers. You know the numbers. Speak to me personally. But until then, fuck you. And fuck you too. Fuck those people out there that feel like information and knowledge that needs to be shared is kept to themselves for the purpose of controlling or ruling over people just because they got something. That's like a motherfucking kid who mama can buy my ice cream. And he run around his friends. Say, damn, man, where you get some money to get an ice cream from? He said, I ain't telling you. I just got ice cream, motherfucker, and it's good. But you won't share that ice cream? When that motherfucker hit the ground, that's what everybody like. So to the kid that got that ice cream and won't share it to nobody, fuck you. Hope that shit fall on the ground and get rocks in it and you can't pick it up. You melt it down in your cone and you throw your cone away and you start crying. You faggot motherfucker. Fuck you. Alright, so unless my callers, unless my listeners got somebody else that they want to say fuck you too, I pretty much have went down the line of those that were favors and my personal fuck yous. So I don't have too much nothing else to say about that. So everybody out there understand what fuck you mean, and I want you guys to know that President Putin told John McCain, fuck you, and your motherfucking war. See, we trying to justify going over there killing people because they killed people. That makes sense? I mean, look at some of the footage they got out there, those people, babies, man. It's a sad thing to see kids and children, babies that can't fucking talk. I'm trying to breathe because some motherfucking dictator want to spray the folks. There's some shit that's going on overseas. But one thing you motherfuckers hear in this country, and I'm going to say fuck you to everybody that believe everything you hear. Fuck you, you dumb motherfucker. Because some shit came through the wire from the other side of the coin that said these motherfuckers is planting this shit for the regime to use just so they can have an excuse to go in there and show off their military might. You know how you motherfuckers haters do? You say, you know what, this motherfucker's doing too good over there. We got to stir up some shit so we'll be able to use our motherfucking weapons. Who the fuck builds a car and won't drive it? I'm going to show you a couple pictures of it, but you'll never see it driving. Why? Fuck you for being a liar. Because you drive that motherfucker when you think people don't see. Fuck a motherfucking rich ass nigga who got all this motherfucking money and won't share it with nobody. But then want to pull out his motherfucking Bugatti and ride down to the projects where all his niggas live and show off. Somebody bust you up top of your head and roll out with your $2 million car, that's what the fuck you get. So I say, fuck you to all you rich motherfuckers that like to show off your shit to your poor friend. Fuck you. Fuck your poor ass for not liking to be around your dudes, buddy, because they rich. Fuck you, motherfucker. Get off your ass and do something so that you can get something too. You ever heard that old cliche, it's never too late to start? You could be 90 motherfucking years old and get started, and by the time you turn 91, you could have money in your pocket. So fuck you, motherfucker, for your hating and getting mad at somebody else because they did what you did, and they got results. Whereas you sitting back hating and talking shit and ain't doing nothing, and you mad. Wrong niggas be getting the breaks. That motherfucker created his own break. Whereas you sitting back waiting on somebody to get you one. Shit. Let me tell you motherfuckers something about that. It ain't no guarantee your motherfucking ass gonna wake up tomorrow morning. You might lay down at 8 o'clock to take you a nap so you can go on the block tonight. And you might not even wake up, motherfucker. You may not even wake up. So, sitting back waiting on tomorrow to come because somebody told you they might look out for you. So you call yourself going to sit back and wait. for a motherfucker to do something for you. And then if that motherfucker don't come through, you know how much shit you gonna talk? Fuck you, motherfucker. Because you could have got up and put some hustle down and came up with something to go along with what you was begging for. Hey, I know I was begging, man, but I did come up with something. It might look better for you. You might get more than what you expect. But it's all about what the fuck you do. So fuck you for sitting back and waiting on somebody to give you an opportunity. Fuck all you white motherfuckers out there that don't want to come back home and assimilate. You know what it is, y'all. 6,000 years is up. It's been up. And you're running around this motherfucker trying to find ways to stretch your genes. And, sorry. It's not going to work. So you need to give up that bullshit. And for those that don't want to give up that bullshit, I say, fuck you. Because guess what? Your ass will be dying off soon. So it don't even matter what the fuck you do or don't do. Fuck all you motherfuckers that don't want to believe that we were all one race. We were all one race on this planet. There were no races. There were complexions. But it was one motherfucking race. So that motherfucker that told y'all cool, that told y'all was special people, fuck his ass too. Fuck his mama for fucking his uncle and getting pregnant and giving birth to him. And so he was angry because this real, the guy who was supposed to be his daddy, found out that his brother and his wife was fucking around and they had a baby. So he killed him. Killed him! Fuck anybody that don't like that. Fuck you, fuck all y'all. Fuck the wife, fuck the brother. And fuck anybody that don't like that. Consequences come when you make fucked up decisions. See, behind every plus is a minus. Behind every action is a reaction. Okay? So don't think you can do something and ain't nothing gonna happen. The world and life ain't like that at all. The universe ain't like that. If you throw a ball on the ground, it's gonna bounce if it got air in it. And the dirt and the dust that's on the ground is going to get picked up by that motherfucker impact of the ball hitting it. And when that ball goes back up, it creates a vacuum underneath it that carries little particles with it up into the air. So don't act like I don't smoke, you won't get cancer. Fuck you. You might as well smoke. Do you live in a bubble? I don't think so. If a motherfucker eats five salads to get full, and you don't eat meat, and I can eat two cheeseburgers and drink a glass of water and be full in a motherfucker, but you want to talk to me and talk shit about me eating two cheeseburgers and you just ate five bowls of lettuce, fuck you, motherfucker, you just ate just as much as me. Except mine was in a smaller portion. And it was some beef. You know what I mean? A homeless motherfucker, when he hungry, do you think he give a fuck that he gonna eat five bowls of lettuce to get full? Nope. It's something to eat. So fuck you for getting mad at me for what I do or don't eat, motherfucker. Fuck you. I don't care what you put in your body. You shouldn't care what I put in mine. And for all those that like to cross that line, fuck you, okay? Fuck you because I like to drink beer at 5 o'clock in the morning and you don't. But you over there with a motherfucker mouth full of snuff at 5 o'clock in the morning. Fuck you. Because you getting high too, motherfucker. Fuck all you dumbass motherfuckers that know it's a dude that go and sneak outside and go off to the side of the building and find him his own little personal spot to smoke his weed. Fuck all you motherfuckers that smoke weed and won't come around that corner. You just come around the corner to find out if you're smoking weed because you smell it. For those that don't smoke weed and they ain't never around it, they don't know what weed smell like. They don't know what weed smell like. They only know something smell funny. I stood next to a motherfucking hunky that don't smoke, and I lit up my black and mild, and you know what he said? Oh, man, Eric, that smells nice. What is that? I could have said crack. And that motherfucker was... Wow. I didn't know crack smelled like that. It don't, motherfucker. It's black and mild. But I just wanted to show you how ignorant and green motherfuckers is. See, green is a nice word for ignorant. And not the other definition, ignorant, but the not knowing something ignorant, okay? Because ignorance has more than one definition for all you ignorant motherfuckers. And fuck you if you don't understand that every word in the language that we speak has more than one meaning. It might have more than two. Like nigga. It all depends on how you spell it. And how you use it in the shit. That's my nigga. You know what I mean? That's my nigga. That's how I do it. You can't take my nigga away from me. I don't give a fuck how much more you pay him. That's my nigga. That's why one company won't do business with another company that offer one of their employees or two a better deal. You come work for me. How much that motherfucker paying you over there? I'll double it. I'm about to come work for you, motherfucker. See that shit in the movies? That's just what it is. It's for entertainment. Because if a killer come to kill you for $50,000 and you offer that motherfucker $100,000 not to kill him, go kill that motherfucker that paid you $50 to kill me. Here's $100. Who you think going to get killed first? He going to go back and say, now, if you throw $150 on the table, I'm going to do it. So don't believe that motherfucker won't spare your life for a few extra dollars. It just fuck you if you think they won't. When motherfuckers rob, you know how most people get shot? And they wasted their time. You saw my face, motherfucker. Pow! And I didn't get nothing out of you. But I get something out of your ass at the end of my gun, you might just get a chance to live. Because I'm trying to get what I get and get the fuck out of there quick as hell. Fuck all you robbing ass niggas. Get a job, go buy a scale, learn how to sell something. Because one thing about being a robber, you're going to get way more time in jail. The consequences are worse. They didn't even tell you in that Bible that y'all read and live by, you know, don't know. Everybody hates a thief unless he steals to satisfy his hungry soul. Now, that right there, that don't sound right. Because the state don't like a thief. You know, God sees it all. So God sees you stealing something, he might forgive you for it if you stop stealing. But if you turn around and steal something every time you get hungry, and when you get hungry, you're going to steal, and you're going to steal just to keep from going hungry, and you're going to start stealing because it's your habit, it's your way of life. Now, I'm a thief. This is how I keep from being hungry. This is how I eat. Shoot that motherfucker. Cut his tongue out so he can't plan shit. Chop his hands off so he can't steal shit. Let the motherfuckers that like to steal sit back and be motherfucking quiet and keep all their thoughts to themselves. Because if you can't write it down and you can't speak it, don't nobody. We ain't got raised to that conscious level to be we don't use, you know, telepathy to speak to people anymore. We have descended in our conscious level because we no longer have connection to Mother Nature, to the earth, because we allow the ignorance of man to control over us and tell us Mother Nature is nothing. We can control Mother Nature. These dumb motherfuckers got you believing that. There is no more uncertainty when it comes to the powers that be. We can and we will. All right? No longer does the will of God matter, because everything that's being done now is being done according to the will of God and God's purpose. You know, okay, so you got two boxers in the ring, and I saw this the other day. Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. Evander Holyfield was picking Mike Tyson up. Bing, bang, bing, bang. Mike Tyson was knocking Evander Holyfield's head off. Bing, bang, bing, bang. Evander Holyfield caught Mike Tyson with a nice left hook and then hit him with an uppercut from the right cross, which knocked Mike Tyson down. They counted Mike out to 10 count. His eyes was all over his head. He couldn't see. He wasn't fighting back. They found a Holyfield, the motherfucking championship. And when they asked, what happened? This motherfucker came out of his mouth. I did what God told me to do. God said, bust that motherfucking nose till it start bleeding. And my hand went just like that. And Mike Tyson's nose busted. And then God said, hit him with a left cross, then follow that up with a right uppercut and knock his ass out, make his eyes go whirly, whirly, whirly. All so that you can win the belt, the money, and the status of world champion in your league. Okay? So God told you to go in the ring, competitive sport. Go in there and try to hurt this man to the point that he can't fight back. Take all the strength and the might that you have. Yeah. Competitive sport. Okay? I thought that God was for peace and love. I didn't know that, you know, God, I'm going to send my angel of pain to the boxing ring and punish Mike Tyson for wanting to be a boxer. So I'm going to use a stronger boxer to knock some sense into him. Every fucking time he beat somebody as he closed motherfuckers' eyes up, look, it shouldn't go more than one round if that's the case. Okay, if God gives you the power to beat the shit out of a motherfucker, you still do it in one round like Mike Tyson used to do. 40 seconds, he's not moving. Mike Tyson ain't even bust a sweat. Okay, he wasn't out there. What was he doing, though? I'm the best. I can never be beat. Nobody can touch me. I'm the number one. I'm the only one. And then Don King didn't do nothing but bump his ego up. Hail to the king. Hail to the champ. Hail, and threw a crown on him in the robe with the tiger skins and all of that. And he's passing around with the sepulchers and all of this. Look, man, we are all human beings. Remember that day you was walking to the library when he was 14 and you was with your dudes, that little scrawny guy. You pushed out the way, turned around, and socked you in the eye. And even though you and your six friends beat him up, you had to walk around for a whole week with a big-ass black eye. And everybody say, damn, nigga, what happened to you? And you say, this little motherfucker punched me in the face, but we whooped his ass. Nobody heard the important factor. This, meaning one, in this case, little, meaning somebody smaller than you, wasn't afraid of you, whooped your motherfucking ass. And to save your face, you looked to your friends for help, and they gave it to you. Because they knew that if they had let it go, that little motherfucker would probably give you two black eyes and knock one of your teeth out of your mouth. So, to save your face because they're scared of you. See, we got to conquer this motherfucker because he can't beat our boss up. Because if the motherfucker beat our boss up, that means he's going to be trying to beat us up. So we got to fuck this nigga up before he gets started. That's how it go down. People don't realize that's the mentality.
But look for a story. You can
fight for one. Or a gang. It took a gang of motherfuckers to beat up the little guy. Because the big guy got his ass whooped by the little guy real quick. Pow! Straight to the face. All right? But y'all know what it is, man. This is Hood Talk Radio. We are here every Wednesday night. In the studio, I've got my guest, part of the round table. It's Cheese in the house. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy, E-Max. This is the coolest artist in the world. And yes, I'm playing with some tape right now. So what I want y'all to understand is that Hood Talk Radio is just a local internet radio station based out of Cleveland, Ohio. And yes, I do appreciate everybody that listens. And even though some of those emails and Facebook posts and, you know, and all of the little shit y'all like to say, you know, outside of the realm, I appreciate you paying attention. Because just like some of y'all preachers out there that like to call me names and shit, you ain't doing nothing but proving the fact true. Because if you godly man, if you filled with the Holy Spirit and you on fire for Jesus, you wouldn't have shit negative to say to me. You want to talk about, because I smoke miles, and, you know what I'm saying? I hang out with my buddies that like to smoke herb and shit, and so I'm inhaling the vapors and enjoying it. I ain't got to put it to my lips. I can smell it and catch a buzz. Hint, hint, all you dumbass motherfuckers that think just because you only smell the weed when you're sitting around it on probation, that it don't get into you. Say you smoking the black and mild with your dude, and he just hit the blood and shit. You know what I mean? And then he lit the mild up and he passed. Dude, don't you know that your fingertips sweat? And then he ain't doing nothing but transferring his motherfucking pheromones from the mild, is handling other milds and handling other weeds. And you grabbing that motherfucking mild and you putting that shit to your lips. He got his saliva on that mild and now you got his saliva on your lips. And you can inhale and you might taste powder pills, my man. Such to be you, okay? Love yourself a little bit more than you love weed, nigga. So I'm trying to say that. Stop sharing miles. If there's five niggas in the room that smoke miles, it should be 5 miles burning at the same time. You know what I'm saying? If there's five motherfuckers in the room that smoke no poison, it should be five. Oh, Mavericks. Let's not forget about them now. The motherfuckers seem to be doing the trick.
Right.
I see Mavericks everywhere now. So, my nigga say to the new Newport. I tried them wine miles. No, I said, they don't work. So, fuck all y'all niggas that smoke wine miles. We have to be very, very careful about who we follow. What we believe, and I truly believe, and this is from my core at this point in my life, where we need to, just like you reach out to your long-lost lover, just like you reach out to your friends that you ain't seen in a while and you miss them because y'all fell out, you know, just like you reach out to your people, I honestly believe that we need to reach out to our Creator as one. I don't think we need to be focusing our attention on taking care of Pastor whoever. Because I read somewhere, and y'all know where it is that I read it. I ain't got to say it because some of y'all thump the Bible like you thump the cigarettes out when you're smoking. Aha. There's so many people in the church that's regular folk. Why are you in the church? Man, one of the preachers out there, Chris Blood, namely, Reverend C. Blood, from whatever church he's running, or he and a club hit up out here at Cleveland, said something to me about the God that I choose to worship hadn't given me the power to quit smoking. God said that we should all be virgin-like, pure, not taken, you know what I'm saying, diverse lust. True enough, we don't need to be putting nothing into our bodies, man, that ain't good for us. That's true. Don't nobody need to be smoking. We don't need it. We got connected chemically to a product that was designed to do what to us? To control us. When you go to jail, you can't smoke. And so guess what they're banking on? Boy, no, you can't smoke no more. See what was happening? This motherfucker get all upset in jail and go have a smoke and calm down, and there's really no need for the goon squad. See, if you don't coerce people to do ignorant shit, nothing's going to happen. But when you have forces set up to instigate shit, shit's going to happen. And fuck you to everybody who don't think that's a true statement. What did it say in the Bible? And he said, Jesus said, he saw Satan. I'm sorry, not Jesus. It was God. God saw Satan roaming the earth and he stopped him. And he said, what the hell is you doing? And what did the devil say? Oh, I'm just running around seeing who I can fuck with to and fro. Seeing who I can touch to. Who I can fuck with. So that means at that time in the world, it wasn't nobody for Satan to fuck with. So he had to go back to God. And he said to God, man, look, I know it's somebody I can fuck with. God was like, well, I know it's one motherfucker that's pure in my sight. And he was like, well, yeah, let me have him. So what does that tell you, dumbass motherfuckers? God plays games, too. God plays games, too. If the devil, and God made the devil, too, and he made the devil to be his what? Opposition. If you the only motherfucking kid in your big-ass mansion, the peanuts, you never saw their parents. The motherfuckers was able to do everything they wanted to do within the limit because they didn't want their mother or their father to get upset. We never saw them motherfuckers. The teacher, all you heard from the teacher was, wah, 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 wah. Yes, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? So the teacher didn't matter. And neither were the parents. They were irrelevant. It was about the discipline of those children. So if you think about it, they were solely dependent on A, what they had learned from their parents, and B, the creator, which was Charles M. Schulz. Because he gave them life, he gave them their personalities, and they were fine with it. Pig Pen was dirty, yet everybody still hung out with him. Lucy was the big loud mouth chick, but didn't nobody jump on her. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Brown was the goofy, dumb dude that was green. They teased him about it, but nobody robbed each other. They didn't steal each other's bikes. They didn't say, hey, Charlie Brown, I found a bag of weed. Let's smoke. They didn't say, hey, I want to grow up to be a doctor. There was no need for college. The teacher didn't talk. She was mad when you didn't turn your homework in, though. All right? So just like Charles M. Schulz, God fashioned us. And in doing so, he fashioned the one that we call the devil. And God was laughing because truly, he was just that only kid sitting in that big-ass mansion on the third floor looking out at nothing. And he got bored and he had to figure out what the fuck I going to do with myself? If I am everything, I have everything, I am everything, what do I need? I don't need nothing. So, what was the purpose of the undescribable feeling the need to be loved and worshipped? What was happening? They didn't feel needed. They needed to be worshipped. Questions nobody ever asked. Why does God need us to worship Him? Why? He made us so we can worship Him. But we only worship Him, we don't follow Him. Because if we follow Him, we would say, why do you need us to worship you, Lord? You made us. Tell us why. Why is it such a big secret? Why? It's one of them questions you get smacked in the mouth for. Remember when our parents say, hey, don't ask so many questions. What you don't know won't hurt you. Sometimes it's a motherfucking lie. And fuck you if you told your kids that shit. Like I heard it growing up. Don't ask no questions, boy. What you don't know won't hurt you. Sometimes it will. I don't see what's wrong with me asking the motherfucking question. Anyway. You know? Why? So, I know all you preaching motherfuckers going to have something to say. I'm surprised my little Facebook thing ain't going up right now, but I don't give a fuck you because you're afraid to ask the questions that I am not. Now, at one time in my life, let me tell y'all something. I would argue your motherfucking ass up and down just like these motherfuckers arguing me. God is real. Jesus is the cornerstone. That's your excuse for being a sorry motherfucker. I want y'all to do this. I want you to say, Lord, that car I got back there in the back is a piece of shit. I'm going to close my eyes and face, and when I wake up in the morning, there's going to be a Rolls Royce sitting out there with my name on the license plate with keys in ignition and $100,000 in the glove box. Two things going to happen. You're going to wake up disappointed, and you might be late for work. Because tomorrow ain't promised you, man. So why you want to put your life into another man's hands? You don't motherfucking know what's going to happen when you die. Hell, you don't even know how you're going to die. You know it's fucked up that the people that left us already don't know, didn't know that day they got shot, didn't know the day they had their heart attack, the day they just collapsed. That day they was just sitting there laughing and joking, having that cigar. And you just thought the motherfucker dozed off, went on into la la la. They didn't know. You know who know what day they gonna die? The motherfuckers on death row. And then they might not die that day. Because there's always some motherfucker that say, hey, I found a loophole in this case. Let me make myself look good with this condemned man, condemned life. Let me give him some false hope so I can get a raise or get hired into that motherfucking law firm that I've been trying to get into. So let me go back and find some old shit and make a precedent. Not president, motherfucker. Precedent, P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T, precedent, not president, to this. Not to be confused with proceed. Okay? Trust in them. You set the standard. You made the mark. Your level of competency has just made everyone seem like assholes. You're the greatest. You do your research and you're going to go far. Alright? You hear that shit everywhere you go. Why not apply that shit to your spiritual life? Why not apply it to your regular life? You know what I'm saying? Do your research. You will go far. You gonna go to the phone lines right quick. I see we got a few people. All right, 719-425. You are on with E-Max. Cheese and Hood Talk Radio. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, you're speaking to Darrell from Colorado. How you doing tonight?
I'm sorry, can you speak up a little bit, brother?
Darrell?
Darrell?
Darrell, yeah.
How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing all right. Just got off of work, drinking a little beer, just relaxing, you know, kick back, looking at the radio. What y'all doing tonight?
Oh, man, we talking some real shit right here. This is Hood Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. I need some advice. You know what you feel about what's going on with me and my girl, maybe.
You need some advice about what now?
About me and my girl.
You and your girl
maybe
going
give me
some
advice.
Y'all going through some life things?
Yeah, man. I mean, she's hard to talk to. She doesn't listen too well. You know, she lives with me. She doesn't work and all that. You know, I'm trying to get shit straight, you know. Feel me?
How old are you, young man?
I'm 22.
Okay. I'm going to put it to you like this, bro. I'm from Cleveland. All right, this is 216, but I don't know what area 719 is. You mind telling me? You ain't got to give me no city.
Oh no, I'm actually out in Colorado right now, but I'm from Chicago.
Okay, that's Colorado, so that's cool.
Yeah,
this is. I want you to consider something. Consider a few things, all right? I won't call it right now. You're kind of confused about which way to go. Because you care about
the girl. Yeah, but I mean,
you care about the girl, I know. But at the same time, she kind of like aloof from me. Aloof means she off on her own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She brings you sometimes, and sometimes she pushes you out. And at the wrong time, she pushes you out. That's when you like need her to be there. So you know what you do, my bro. And this is real shit.
What up? Yeah.
All right, I'm twice your age. I done been there. Okay? Focus on what you're going to do for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. Yeah, I've been focusing on my career and
there
stuff.
There you go.
Man,
22. Listen to me now. At 22 years old, you still have time to meet so many motherfucking women that little shit you're going through right now is going to seem trivial. By the time you turn 25, okay, if you focus on getting your shit together, and this old white man told me this, he said, the smart man chases the money. He don't chase the women because the women chase the man who chase the money. I ain't telling you to be mean to your girlfriend, but right now, you are not at the age where you need to be focusing on love. That love shit right now ain't going to work for you, young man. It's too many things.
I feel you, man.
Huh?
I feel you, man. And also, She gave me a letter yesterday. She gave me a letter. She didn't talk to me or anything. She just handed me this letter. And do you mind? It's short. Do you mind if I read it to you real quick? Like, let you know what she said to me?
Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
All right. All right, she said, "Dear DeMar, when Tyrone had taken Laquisha to be his negress, she lathered his tongue upon his anus and forced squirt upon a child amongst the species. The child to be known as Jamal, and he would come tongue the anuses of many. When Jamal was old enough to leave his grandmother's custody, he departed from the city in Detroit and stepped forth upon the mountains called Nigger Dick. When Jamal climbed the mountain, he saw a nigga who lay without an anus and tongue. The nigga pleaded with Jamal to tongue his anus. When Jamal saw this, it was a good thing to do. The two deceased from the mountain tongued each other's anuses violently until all was well. Jamal then said to the man, 'He who tongues my anus shall acquire AIDS.' And when he described the pool in which of many swim, it shall become closed."
You know what?
And then she went on to say, "And once a year, there was a gathering at Walmart called Black Friday. Countless chickaboos came from Africa to receive gifts that many niggers couldn't afford. When Jamal descended to Walmart, he found the unsettling voice of the masses. Jamal climbed upon the self-checkout counter and asked them why they gathered aboard in such a manner. And the masses told him, 'There will be enough fried chicken and Kool-Aid to free us all.' Jamal said not to be afraid, but there might reach into the freezer one time and there will be enough chicken. And the masses came into another place. The masses saw that this was a good ending." Nigger.
Durant.
And then last week, I actually...
Hold on, man. You should take that...
No, man.
And upload it to Amazon.com and sell it. All right? Cause that's some bullshit. If some broad like that, man, she don't like you. You know what I'm saying? Either you calling here, want to play games, you know what I'm saying, being ignorant, 2 years old, or...
I ain't playing no games, dog.
You are in serious trouble as a human being if you let go.
No, man, she don't like you, dog. I'm just calling for your advice, dog.
Why don't you take that letter?
I'm just calling for your advice.
I ain't got no time to play, okay? This is
serious. Hey, boy, last weekend I went in, she was tonguing like five niggers' anuses, and Trek was there popping onion up their anuses, and then I walked in, he locked the fucking door, and then I got five fucking onions stuck up my asshole.
And you can get you some money. All right, upload that to Amazon. That's what you do. All right, listen, shoot, we got another ignorant person on the phone. 714-745. Who is this? Darrell's girlfriend?
No, this isn't. This isn't. This is John, man. How's it going?
I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Sorry about that call, man. I must be terrible getting shit like that all the time.
So what you got to bring to the table, my brother?
Well, man... My neighbors, I just got some new neighbors that moved in, and they're the black kind, and I just wanted to know some things. Like, they don't really like me right now, and I was wondering if you guys might know what.
Well, are you white?
I am white.
Okay, so you got new black neighbors, and they don't like you. Do you know why? Do you watch TV?
No, I don't know why. Like...
Have you reached out to him?
I try. I have clan meetings every week. I have clan meetings every week.
You got clan meetings every week. And you want to reach out to your black neighbors. Don't you know you inviting an ass whooping to your circle? You don't understand that?
They always deny my invitation.
Let me ask you a question.
Every week.
Hold on. because I'm black as a motherfucker. Let me ask you a question. What makes you think that because you have a Klan meeting every motherfucking week, you scaring anybody else except your own white ass? Now, I want you to ask her, black American.
It's a neighborhood Klan meeting.
Why the fuck would your black neighbors do anything except whoop your ass when they see you? Because you have, do you really know what you represent? Now this is
well, they
crazy.
Keep trying to steal my burning crosses.
Burning crosses and all that bullshit. Do you know what it represents? It represents cowardice. Okay, it represents ignorance. Everything that you and your friends meet for is for the continuation of the white race. So, for one motherfucking fact, somebody taught you...
Are you racist against whites? Or are we being racist against you?
Yeah, but you don't even know that your great-great-great-grandfather was my great-great-great-grandfather. Do you understand
that? My great-great-grandfather wasn't a nigger.
Yes, he is. We are sisters and brothers, you dumbass. They call you albinos. You are
out of the
way.
What you write?
Go tell that motherfucker and raise your hand to get a DNA test for you, dumbass. And see, don't some niggas blood come up in your shit. Who do you think you is?
My ancestors weren't hanging from trees, huh? My ancestors weren't hanging from trees like yours, nigga.
Oh, yes, they were. That's why your dumbass is where you are right now. No shit.
What kind of rope do you like to hang from?
Hey, I use the same kind of rope that motherfuckers used to hang your grandmama before they raped her. You dumbass bitch, before they came to this country, motherfucker. That's why they came here. Because they were hanging from ropes. They was hanging from trees. They was getting shot to death with bags over their fucking head. You dumbass motherfucker, and you hate me because you don't know who the fuck you are? Come on,
my grandpa wasn't a slave.
Bring it on, stupid. I can tell
my grandpa
you
wasn't a slave.
Listen, you a motherfucker, you slave right now. Your great grandfather came over here because the ones y'all call sand niggas, them Arabs, they was enslaving y'all motherfucking people. They had y'all motherfucking
niggers and sand niggers, man.
You ain't heard me. Because you are my brother. You are my
brother. You got some crack, man?
You keep saying it.
You got some crack, man?
Keep on saying it, dude. Keep saying it. Say it again. It sounds so fucking good.
Crack and fried chicken.
Come on. I love chicken, just like you. Come on. What else you got? That's all you got, white man? That's all you got, little dick white man? Cock? This nigga?
Little dick white man.
Motherfucker's hanging from a tree? That's all you got?
You're the one that's fucking going to be hanging from a tree, man.
That's all you
I'm
got.
I'm getting my neighbors, man. I'm going to jump in, man.
Do you know me? All you got is the color of my skin.
You're a nigger.
And that don't show how stupid ass, how stupid you is.
Go eat some more fucking watermelon and fried chicken, man.
I don't even like watermelon. That's some shit y'all got over here from Europe. Come on, man. What else you got? You
fucking
like smoking weed?
Drink a fucking malt beer, motherfucker. You're 40 and shit.
Yeah, I bet you fucking your sister, too, ain't you?
Fuck
my
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah.
You
my mom's my
swamp,
aunt, too.
You come from the swamp, man. You eat catfish, don't you? You catch them by yourself. You wear real flannel overalls, don't you? You wear flannel.
Fuck you, nigger. Nigger, nigger, nigger.
Hey, how you hear this shit? Hey, y'all. I want y'all to call back every motherfucking week, all right? Every week, call this number.
All right, all right.
That's what you do. I want you to call this number every motherfucking week so you can expose your stupid ass stupidity to the world.
Oh, I will.
Because you got at least 55,000 motherfuckers right now laughing at your white ass.
You're going to be like Trayvon.
So you got, hey, I don't even know Trayvon, dude.
You're
I don't
gonna
even
be,
know Trayvon.
Exactly. You're fucking ignorant. You're going to be a dead nigger with Skittles in Arizona.
How old are you again? 22?
No, that wasn't me. That was 22.
Man, what's 1 plus 1?
Can you keep yourself? Take your dick out of it.
What's 1 plus 1, man? You probably gay. You and your friends probably fuck each other in the ass too, don't you?
Well, are you?
Because that's what you white people like to do. Y'all like fucking animals. Y'all like fucking each other. That's why half of y'all are retarded. Because your mother and father is your uncle and auntie. And then y'all come out with that same motherfucking bullshit with them funny cut of eyes. Like something wrong with you and shit, and you think you better than somebody? You can't stand out in the sun that long, motherfucker. You gotta go
and
get some shit to rub on your skin so you don't burn up. You fucking wicked.
I don't think I'm better. I don't think I'm better. I know I am.
Shit, that's what I'm talking about. See, retarded people don't know they retarded. Don't care. That's what I'm saying. You know, you can't go.
No one can understand your
jiggly.
No one can understand your jiggly language.
Man, you stupid, dude. Tell your mama and tell the truth about where you came from.
No one can understand your jiggly nonsense.
Tell your mama to tell the truth about where you came from. All you other Colorado motherfuckers, fuck you. All right, that's enough game plan for tonight. Y'all know what it is, man. We got a bunch of children on the line, and they will remain there. Fuck the KKK. Fuck the police. Fuck all you stupid white motherfuckers that don't know that you all came from Mother Earth, just like the rest of us. Your mama fucked a black man a long time ago. She just didn't tell your daddy about it. And that's why y'all hate black people. Because the black man fucked the shit out of your mom. End of story. What's up, Al? We got a few minutes left, man. What's happening? I can't help it. Hey, all I can say is, what the hell, but I'm glad they called. I'm happy, because the first thing I knew that that's what it was going to be about, Colorado, Brokeback Mountain, and then he asked if he now, what are we just talking about, the little guy? Punching the shit out the big guy and all his buddies trying to jump on him because the little guy just blacked his motherfucking eyes. So they have Klan rallies every week. So the fuck what? What difference are they doing? What difference is it making? So.
Right.
Oh, my God. Al, you know what, man? I got less than 90 seconds. Do you want to say something before we get out of here?
Yeah, I want to thank you for giving me the best entertainment that I've had all day long. That's all I want to say. Thank you very much, man. And I hope that dude does call back every week. That's all I've got to say.
And that's what I want them to call back every week. So y'all know that it is for all you motherfuckers out there that's listening. Tonight's show was called Fuck the Haters. So if you missed it, fuck you. I swear to God, you missed a good one. Go to the archives and check us out, y'all. We should have Mac Cheese in the house. We got Al Porter in the house, and I swear I wish I had some more time. But Friday night, man, it's your boy E-Max. We got Al, and y'all know y'all better keep tuned to this motherfucking shit. If they call back next week, we're just going to do the same thing to them. They don't like you when you tell them the truth. That's what they always call. Nigga. That's all they got.
Hug it.
So, y'all be easy. Relax. The show is over. We'll holler Friday. T-Max, and I'm out.
Peace.